is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent. I attended the labor celebration of Latino History Month on Tuesday, October the 8th, at the New York State United Teachers Union headquarters in Latham. Now, the celebration included entertainment, there was networking, speeches, and authentic Spanish food. The guest speaker of the event was Evelyn De Jesus. She's the American Federation of Teachers Executive Vice President. And she gave a powerful statement concerning Latino history. Now, I got a chance to interview her, but in this part one segment on labor celebration of Latino heritage, you will hear her speech presentation in its entirety. Evelyn De Jesus.
Buenas tardes. Good evening, everyone. You have no idea how emotional and how proud I am of my NYSET family. To have this here today, especially in the era that we're in, where we're living, what's happening around the land, around the nation, it is so heartwarming for me as a Latina. And when I talk about Latinas, I talk about all Latinos. I talk about every single country, every single island that speaks my language, that has my heart, that my blood flows through. So to see us celebrating and have NYSET taking this forefront step for me, I've been a part of NYSET for a long time. But today is probably one of the proudest days I stand here before you. And as everybody know, my name is Evelyn De Jesus. I am Boricua. Para que tú lo sepa, I'm from Puerto Rico, and I'm also a woman of faith, which is my two biggest banners that I hold, and I stand very firm of that. I am the newly elected first Latina in the nation, 105 years, as the executive vice president of our National Union, American Federation of Teachers. I also am a vice president of National LACLA and vice president of my home and my local and my love and my blood is the United Federation of Teachers. So you would say, and one of my best titles is I'm also a NYSET board of directors. Let's give it up. But you would think titles mean a lot to a lot of people nowadays. But titles alone don't make a person powerful. As the Wizard of Oz told Dorothy and her friends, it's courage, brains, heart that matter. I'm thinking about the proud Latinos and Latinos we have shown that have shown those qualities. Writers like Lin-Manuel Miranda, author of Hamilton and In the Heights, who made tickets available to his play to thousands of students here in New York and in Puerto Rico who could not otherwise afford the price. And when it came to immigration policies, many of you will remember how he and his cast of Hamilton spoke truth to power when Vice President Pence came to see the show. There are judges like Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who in her rulings have advocated for the rights of defendants and is not afraid to deliver legal decisions over verbally on issues of race, gender, and ethnic identity against the right-wing opinions of her male colleagues on the court. And entertainers like Shakira, who through her Pies Descalzos or Barefoot Foundation have helped to bring quality education to impoverished children in her native Colombia. All of them have excelled in their chosen field, but they have also remembered to give back and pay forward. I could spend all night listing the names of proud Latinos and Latinas who have made significant social, artistic, who have made significant social, artistic, educational, literary, political, culinary, and economical contributions to this country. But unfortunately, stereotypes and discrimination still exist. And they exist because they see us all as farm workers. They see us all as rapists. They see us all as we don't go back to your country. But that's not what it's about. The writer Karen Johnson defines stereotypes as pre-read texts. People used to read me. Some of them still do, based on their stereotypes. But I say, if anyone is going to read this book, they are going to read what I write, not somebody else's definition of me. And that's what all of us have to do. We need to write our own lives. We need to write our own stories. We need to be proud of who we are and where we come from. No one is less than anyone. We're all God's children, and we all have the right for equity and access. Let me tell you about myself. I'm going to tell you my bochinche, my 411. My life is an open book. Many people know already, but I grew up on Prince Street in New York City. It's now called Soho. You can buy a pair of open-toe sandals from Prada for $900. You could pick up $5,000 silver arm cuffs with diamonds and enjoy a cocktail for $25 without leaving the block. That's where I grew up. But when I was growing up, it was the hood. I saw gang fights, shootouts, and early deaths. It was like West Side Story without Hollywood's colors. Natalie Wood or the choreography that came with it. Spanish was my first language, and I was often ridiculed when I spoke English. We were poor, but we didn't know it because my parents never made us feel we were less than others. My mother made sure. Sorry. My mother made sure me and my siblings got the best education possible. She made us proud of our Puerto Rican heritage and culture, our foods, our language, our music, and our values. And I knew I had others looking out for me in the block and in the neighborhood. We were community, we were friends. It wasn't always easy, and I went through some tough times, but my faith and my determination to act with honor and dignity saw me through. I have been a social worker, a paraprofessional, a teacher, a union activist. I knew that for me, education and unionism was the best way to help myself and my two daughters, and also to help the students who look and speak like me and the educators who work with them. And now, as they call me a powerful Latina in the union movement, as I fight to increase awareness of the presence and potential of Latinos and Latinas in the education field and for our future. I hope some of you will consider becoming a professional in the field of education. Show of hands, how many of you would consider becoming teachers or have become teachers or love your teachers? Every hand should be up. So some have used writing, others the law, and others their fame. But no matter what path you choose or where your roots are, be proud of your heritage. Never forget where you come from and remember to give back. These are particularly tough times for Latinos and Latinas. As a proud Puerto Ricana, it's tough to see what Hurricane Maria did to Puerto Rico. It's even tougher to see the response of the administration made to the situation. I have walked through the flooded classrooms, overcome by the smell of moldy textbooks. I've joined hundreds of volunteers to give out waters, bottles of waters and water filters to people who have been without clean water for weeks, or food, or light, or shelter. This summer, I went with a group of teachers and AFT leaders, Randy Weingarten, activists, to McAllen, Texas, to see firsthand the detention camps. I spoke to women and men who had walked almost 3,000 miles from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador in order to seek a better life for themselves and their families. We gave them food, clothing, legal advice, and anything we had on us. We prayed with them, we hugged them, we welcomed them. They gave us the resolve to continue fighting, and we show we are united with them in this struggle. Look what happens when people come together. Thousands of Puerto Ricans took the streets to protest corruption and the disgusting statements of the governor, and they forced his resignation. Don't underestimate your power of the people. Activists have exposed the horrible conditions at the border, children in cages, the lack of sanitary facilities, and they continue to do so as we speak today. You don't have to write a play. You don't have to be a judge to get attention and make things better. Make a promise not to me, but to yourselves, that if you haven't already done so, give back, pay it forward. Have the courage to register to vote and work for the candidates of your choice, or get involved in the issues of your choice, whether it's immigration, ending gun violence, or improving opportunities for Latinos and Latinas. Use your brains, educate yourself about the issues, learn your history, and encourage others to do the same. Be confident when stating your position. Knowledge is powerful. And don't be afraid to show your corazón by taking pride in your heritage and in yourself. That's my ask today. Si se puede! Thank you.